It's your girl Esther Armand, and today I'm going to be asking you a question. Yeah, you. Why do you feel bad when you ghost people? Why? Why do you feel bad? I don't feel bad when I ghost motherfuckers, believe me. I'm the easiest person to get rid of. If you hang up on me, I'm not calling you back. If you say you don't want to talk to me, I won't reach out. And believe me, I'm not going to ask you why. If we're no longer rocking anymore, you don't need to block me, because I'm not going to call you, not even a pocket dial. I won't do it. I'm not going to look on your social media. I'm not going to create a fake page too. All you need to do is to tell me that it's a wrap, and on my end too is a fancy kinky. That's it. You don't have to worry about me spoiling your name all over Accra. I'm not going to do it. I won't do anything about that. I'm not going to go about, talking about you. Once you're out of my life, you don't exist. So what's there to talk about? Closure is the biggest scam. The way people leave you, the way people exit your life, the way people leave their relationship or connection with you is all the closure you need. Find clarity in actions, no words. And this goes with lovers, friends, and acquaintances. We gotta normalize holding the door open for people who want to leave. You understand? You don't need to match energy. You don't need to match energy. The investments it takes to reciprocate someone's nasty, confusing, toxic behavior isn't worth the gamble. Maintain your dignity and purity to align with the greater things that are coming in for you. Nah, you don't need it. Know when to leave. Know when to leave staff. Know when to leave someone. Know when to leave the job. You guys are stuck in places you don't want to be in. Every day you be complaining. My bro, you know what is good for you. You know what is good for you. I know it's hard to move on, but you just need to move on. Closure is the biggest scam. Looking for closure, we get you bent over. Looking for closure is gonna get you pregnant. Looking for closure might give you STDs. You don't need it. You go for closure, you hate yourself more. You hate yourself, believe me. You don't need it. And you don't need to tell your side of the story. You don't need it. I don't know why I'm talking slow like this, but I just feel like talking to someone. You need it. Your heart will heal. The only closure you need is right in front of you. That's the only thing you need. When people say they don't want to fuck with you, just let it be. Let it be. A lot of men in my life have called me a bitch because I leave when things are done. It's like there's like a timer on every relationship. I mean, once I'm done, I'm done. I just leave. No matter how great the dick is, no matter how great what we were doing was. Today, there, you can be the love of my life. Tomorrow, I don't want to even see you. I don't want to talk to you. And be mindful. Because everything when you do me, it in my head. I hardly forget shit. I hardly forget stuff. They say the best apology is a change of behavior. You need to take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Stop to behave like you weren't shown a lot of love at home. Even me that wasn't shown a lot of love at home. I'm doing shit by myself here. You're stuck in a situation you're not supposed to be in. Because you feel like something this good will never happen to you twice. You feel like, oh, you'll not get this big dick anyway again. Big dicks are everywhere. Under bridge, there are plenty of big dicks.
Why the fuck am I talking like this? Why the fuck am I talking like this? I'm sorry, guys. So this is what I have to say. Don't feel shy. Sometimes ghosting people is self-care. Sometimes when you ghost people, it's just, you know, yeah. Like ghosting is good. Yeah. Ghosting is good. You'll be fine. I mean, I have bad character, so I'm not able to keep anybody. Okay, take care. And until next time, this is the Almond Podcast, the Extra Almond Podcast. Yeah. Follow me on everywhere with Extra Almond. Yeah. Tell your friends about my podcast. You're so stingy. You're just listening to all these things and you don't want to tell anybody about it. Why? Please. Tell your friends about my shit.